Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. Quarter number three here of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle back here one more time in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg. These are your Penn State football questions. Looking ahead now to the Cotton Bowl, Penn State, Memphis. Got recruiting season coming. We've got coaching announcements. There's a lot of hustle and bustle here leading up to December 28th, Penn State, Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. The segment brought to you by our friends at GoPSURV.com, where we're in bowl mode now, but the 2020 season, especially spring football, is going to be here before you know it. You lay down a deposit, $250, reserve your RV for any game in the 2020 season or blue-white weekend to really get that spring football started. Check it all out at GoPSURV.com. By the way, we're answering your questions that you submitted, mostly through the Keystone Sports app. There's an Ask Greg button there. If you haven't downloaded the app, go ahead and do it on your app store. Click the button, fire off a question. The best question gets a KSN polo shirt. So win-win for everybody. Ask good questions. We have a good segment. You're in the running for a polo shirt. So let me start, Greg. A couple of good questions I like right off the bat. Ken from Mount Holly Springs will make you think here. Says, love the show. Listen every week. Do you think Penn State would have the undefeated record this year if they had Justin Fields? How's that? How's that?
Dang,
for,
man,
how's right that for a thinker?
Wow, right out of the gates.
Love it.
Man, that is coming out hot. Do I think they'd be undefeated if they had Justin Fields? So, I mean, I guess my one thought would be that Ohio State probably would have – now, I don't think they'd have a quarterback on Justin Fields' level, but they'd probably have a pretty darn good one that that would probably give most teams a run for their money. And the question I would have, Dustin, is unless Justin Fields goes to play defense, you know, I know the perception here is that Penn State's offense was the big problem for most of this season and then the losses. And maybe that's so, but, you know, the defense didn't really do itself any favors, in the second half of those, of the Minnesota game and early in the Minnesota game, too. And then in Ohio State, I know they forced a fumble that gave the offense a chance to even make it competitive. But, you know, would the Penn State
They wouldn't have forced the fumble because Justin Fields fumbled it.
True.
Now we're getting – let's go the whole way down the rabbit hole here.
Not, we're going into the portal. Not the transfer one, but some other one.
The Twilight Zone.
That's right. So do I think Penn State would have a chance to be undefeated with Justin Fields? Sure. I wouldn't doubt that. But at the same time, you know, I do think that, you know, again, they're short in some other areas too. And Sean Clifford's been pretty darn good for a first-year quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm going to read the next question because my thought on it kind of goes into what this next question is. Brad from Pittsburgh, if Penn State would have won at Minnesota, do you think they'd be in the playoff? I think Penn State wins at Minnesota with Justin Fields playing quarterback there.
Fair.
That's what I think. So if – I don't know. I mean, you really get into some – you know, some gray area if you're saying if Justin Fields were at Penn State and not Ohio State, you know, Penn State would get a little bit better. Ohio State would get a little bit worse. Maybe they'd be good enough to win. Who knows what dominoes would have fallen if Justin Fields hadn't signed at Penn State, hadn't signed at Georgia, hadn't transferred from Georgia to Ohio State. There's a lot of stuff involved in that, but I think better quarterback play in that matchup against Minnesota. Now, again, that was a matchup where Minnesota was doing pretty much whatever it wanted in the first 30 minutes of that game. And I think you could probably say that they took their foot off the gas pedal and got away from that a little bit with a decent lead. So maybe a quarterback wasn't what they needed there. Maybe they just needed, four different defensive backs in that game or something. But
yeah,
it's interesting to think. And Justin Fields, and by the way, like when we're saying – Justin Fields is better than Sean Clifford. That's a fact. But Sean Clifford is not a bad quarterback. Like, it's not a knock on him. It's the fact that Justin Fields, if all goes well over the next year plus, could be a contender for that top spot in the 2021 NFL draft if he so chooses. So this isn't a knock on Clifford. This is just saying that Justin Fields is just a exemplary, maybe kind of transcendent talent.
Correct.
But to get the heart of Brad's question here, Penn State had won at Minnesota. Do you think they'd be in the playoff? That's a whole separate issue, too.
It sure is. I mean, I just I mean, you would have to think so. I mean, how could – I know Oklahoma would be a conference champ, but how could you say that, you know, if you're comparing just the losses, Oklahoma's would have been to Kansas State and Penn State's would have been to the number two team in the country. So, I mean, look, the committee, as we've talked about all along, is very confusing, and that makes trying to think with their logic just about impossible. But I don't know how you could look at it and say, okay, well, great, you're a conference champ, but, you know, you also lost to Kansas State. To me, the Kansas State loss would be the one that knocked them down and Penn State into the football playoff if they were 11, you know, if their only loss was to Ohio State.
To answer this question is to, to predict what the committee thinks about anything ever.
And they would like Oklahoma. I think they would like Oklahoma. I think they would like Jalen Hurts. Oklahoma's been on a roll of late. Penn State would have, of course, not have been on a roll. So it'd be tough, but I want to think that Penn State would be in as a team with just one loss to only, you know, Ohio State. I can't say with any great deal of certainty that that would have been the case.
I think their resume would have been stronger. Now, it just kind of comes down to – it's a funny position and I know you have to take – no matter what your position is on teams playing in conference championship games, it's an additional opportunity to win. It's an additional opportunity to lose. But to say that Wisconsin isn't penalized at all – didn't change their ranking.
Right.
It's as if the game never happened, that they're sending a three-loss team to the Rose Bowl instead of a two-loss team. It's that you could only gain by playing in a conference championship game. And Oklahoma would have gotten that chance and Penn State wouldn't have. So I have no idea how the committee would have put these two teams side by side. I have no clue. But they probably
don't know.
They don't know.
If they were in that situation, they wouldn't know.
Right. But I think Penn State's resume would have been better. They just wouldn't have had that conference championship game opportunity. John from Arlington says, given the complaints we hear every year, what do you think is more likely, the Big Ten, Big 12, and Pac-12 changing back to an 8-game conference schedule, the ACC and a SEC adopting a 9-game conference schedule, or things staying the way they are now and the same complaints are made every year? If you worked for valued Keystone Sports Network sponsor DraftKings, what odds would you set for either of those outcomes?
Wow, nice. Well, I don't...
Here, just in case you need to refer, it's a multi-part question for you.
That is a multi-part question. I don't think you're going to see these schedules change anytime soon because of the TV agreements, right? I mean, the TV agreements are kind of already in place, so I just don't envision a scenario where, you know, they can change those without losing some of the revenue they already have. And, well, let's be honest, all these conferences and all these schools like the money. So will it change in the future? Yeah, I think you'll eventually get everyone on the same playing field. I still think we're more likely to see an 8-team playoff sooner than we are to see all the conferences have an aligned schedule, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I don't know how soon 18 playoff is going to happen either. I want to see it. I'm pro 18 playoff, but not everybody is. Speaking of DraftKings Sportsbook, as mentioned by our good friend John from Arlington, I don't think you're going to get the odds for any of those scenarios changing, but you get odds for all kinds of other stuff. You also get an app that is the top-rated sportsbook app in the country. It's also got a free bet when you sign up. You can also deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. Super easy to do any of these things, explore, make your bets, everything else. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you do. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Let's see. Another question here. Joe from Jeanette. Why is the Cotton Bowl called a New Year's Six Bowl? It's not on January 1st, and there are only 4 bowl games in the New Year's Six that aren't a playoff bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
It's a misnomer.
But, you know, they change when the semifinal games are each year. You know, I mean, let's call it what it is. It was a way to group all of the longtime big-name bowl games into a... a grouping that had more appeal than the other bowl games. I mean, there's a reason. There's not really any other explanation for it. It certainly has nothing to do with when New Year's is or isn't. It certainly has nothing to do with whether the game's on January 1st or not. It just is a way to, you know, put those games on a higher pedestal than some of the other bowl games that are out there because of how long, you know, tenured some of those bowls like the Cotton Bowl are and will continue to be.
And it is just a nod to tradition. New Year's Day is such is so closely linked to good memories in college football as a whole. I think it's just that more than anything. But it is a little misleading, as that question points out. Connor from Huntington, I love listening to every show. You guys do a great job. I think we're just going to leave it at that. Thanks, Connor. No, I've not heard anything about Donovan Johnson for a while. He was considered in the preseason to be a key contributor on the defense.
Question.
I know he got injured against Pitt, but why have we not heard anything about him?
That was on my list of questions to try and ask James Franklin during his Cotton Bowl news conference and just didn't get a chance to. So we will follow up on that during Penn State's Bowl Media Day, which I believe is scheduled for from about a week and change from today, right after the early signing day. So, yeah, that's one that's baffled me, too. Obviously, he had or seemed to have some kind of injury that was more significant than we thought, and it's kept him out of action. I really thought he was in line to be one of Penn State's best corners this year, Dustin. So it was disappointing when obviously, when he wasn't able to be out there for much of the season.
And what we do know is that I believe he was spotted in a sling on the sideline.
All right. But then he wasn't spotted at all, which is when it got confusing. Most injured guys at least show up to home games.
But this is the weird position that, you know, Penn State's policy to never discuss injuries unless they're season ending.
You know, but they kind of do discuss them when it comes to Noah Cain's 90% for 6 weeks, Sean Clifford being a game time decision. I mean, yeah, James Franklin, and I appreciate it. I mean, I think he feels caught, and this is not about the question, kind of, but I think he feels caught because he knows the media and fans want information, and I think he wants to provide as much as he can, but he's practices some inconsistencies in the injury discussion regards that make it tough to, you know, really buy the updates when he gives them to you, and also, you know, really makes it hard to understand where some guys are when they're hurt in the track, you know, to being back on the football field.
In that respect, he answered his own question. Connor did.
Right.
Because he's injured, that's why we haven't heard from him. Who had the best question this week?
I like that one that we started with. That was a...
It was a whopper, wasn't it?
It was a whopper. Right,
Ken from
game.
Mount Holly Springs, yes. Do you think Penn State would have the undefeated record this year if they had Justin Fields? All right. So, Ken, we will be reaching out with information about the polo shirt. Great question. Great way to start this segment. Everybody else, a lot of good questions too. Download the Keystone Sports app if you don't have it already. Fire off your questions for future editions of Ask Greg. For now, we're moving on. Penn State Wrestling, up right after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.